I was given a list of questions that come up very often in the Rabbanis with respect to Hilchos Avelos. Let's say, what are halachas of bathing during Shiva and Shloshim? Medina de Gemara, bathing is only also in Shiva, and it's only also Rechitzas Kol Aguf B'Tzainin, or B'Miktzas Men Aguf B'Chamen. Let's say, to wash the face with warm water, with hot water, would not be allowed. I don't know about lukewarm, I don't know, but with hot water is not allowed. And Rechitzas Kol Aguf B'Tzainin is also also. Unless a person is an istinus, that's the Mishnah. And so the poskim say that every Tom, Dick, and Harry has no right to say I'm an istinus. But today, people bathe so often. Years ago, they used to take a bath once a year, twice a year. It was very rare. Today, there are some people even bathe every day. There exist such people who bathe every day. So by us, it's very shaykh that the person will become an istinus. A lot of times, what happens is that the person is sitting shiva. So many people come to be Menachem Oval, the person loses his whole sense for everything. He doesn't feel like an istinus. He doesn't even know what he's doing in the middle of Shiva. But if the person is an istinus, he's itchy all over the place, then strictly speaking, is mutter even in the middle of Shiva. As far as Shloshim is concerned, so that says in Shulchan Aruch, that's a minik from the days of the Rav Yoh, from the Balei Hatesis, that one doesn't bathe all of Shloshim. And it's based on this that the Tur quotes the Rav Yoh there in Yerudea, and Tur in Hilchos Tisha B'Av quotes the Rav Yoh that one should not bathe in the 9 days, because the 9 days, Ashkenazim treat the 9 days mitam minig, we treat it like Shloshim. Tisha B'Av has a din like Shiva. That's the Gemara called Advarm Hanorgim B'Av Hanorgim the Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av Medina the Gemara has a din like Shiva. And the 9 days, the minig is that you treat it like Shloshim, and from Shivasa B'Tamas, the 3 weeks until the 9 days, minig has it, Ashkenazim treat it like Yud Beis Chodesh. So the Rabbi Yoh says over there, L'shitasa, that just like the minig is that one doesn't bathe in Shloshim, minig is that one doesn't bathe or go swimming in the 9 days either. Rav Soloveitchik said that today, he said in the name of his father that we don't have that minig anymore. We don't have the minig by us. Is mamishanist, and is a person not going to bathe for shloshim? We don't have such a minig. So he said in the 9 days also, he said his father held that minig doesn't apply anymore, that you don't bathe and you don't go swimming. And the 9 days says, Eretish above the after chatzais, mehechatesa. The person wants to be machma, not to bathe, Eretish above the after chatzais. Okay, but to say you shouldn't bathe the whole 9 days, because it's like Shloshim, and Shloshim, we don't bathe. It's a minig on top of a minig. We don't observe that minig either. We don't observe the minig of not bathing in the 9 days. I remember Dr. Lamb's brother, Moshe Lamb, Zichrono Livracha, Maurice Lamb, put out a book on Avelos in English. So after the book, he had it looked over by a certain Talmud Chacham years ago. And then after he printed it, they had a lot of complaints, that a lot of things that don't correspond to what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So then many years went by, then before he put out a later edition, he put out many editions. So he asked me to look it over. So I told him about this. He wrote about not bathing. So I went when the second of his parents passed away, I forgot everybody who died first. The mother and the father, whoever died second, so I went to be Menachem Oval. So he said when the first parent died, he and his brother, Dr. Lim, didn't bathe the whole Shloshim. But he said, would you tell me again from Rav Soloveitchik? that they don't have, yeah, okay. So he said he's going to bathe after the Shiva. Everybody bathes after the Shiva. Is swimming allowed during Shloshim? So in the Shulchan Aruch, they talk about this meaning from the Rav Yoh, that you don't do Rechitza called Shloshim. So they say, even if one does, but swimming, that's for fun. That's not really for health. That's for fun. So that you shouldn't do. And my impression was that Rav Soloveitchik thought that everything is muta, all these things. And in 9 days, bathing and swimming, he said, only after Shabbat, after Chatzos, one wants to be machmer. May one put on a deodorant during Shiva. Deodorant is there's a din of sicha during Shiva. But if it's not Shal Tainuk, if it's because it's going to be a Rech Ra, so I think that would be Mutter. I think Sicha that's not L'Shem Tainuk is Mutter. May I want to do any type of business-related work during Shiva? Are there any restrictions during Shloshim? there's a din that the Ovel is also Basias Malocha. So many had, there's a tshuva neksav sofer that many had the practice that when a relative would die, they would sell the business to somebody else. And then the other person is running the business. So the ksav sofer says, but selling the business is already awesome. That's already malocha. When a person sees that a relative is holding by the end, so then you should sell the business to someone else. So then the other person is running his own business. But to sell a business after the relative died already, that's exactly what's also been malocha. It's not malocha of the lamites of his malocha. It's the malocha that you shouldn't business related work you shouldn't do in avelus. What are the halachas of wearing freshly laundered clothing during shloshim? The din is that during shiva the ovel is not allowed to wear bigodim hamichubasim, even though they were washed without detergent. In Shiva it's Mahama, but in Shloshim only Kelim Meguhatsim it's also to wear. What do Kelim Meguhatsim mean? So there are different opinions. So one opinion is if you washed with detergent. The Mechaber quotes a different opinion. One opinion is if you wash with detergent, so we always wash with detergent, so that's considered Kelim Meguhatsim. Another opinion is if it's pressed, if gihutzim calls manche gihutzim nika, that's what we're machmer for that. And it says in the 9 days, the Ramah quotes me, in the 9 days, one shouldn't put on big day Shabbos. Why can't you put on big day Shabbos? So the Vushe Srod on this side of the Shulchan Aruch explains that we're machmer for that opinion, that kelim gohatzim arosa during shloshim, he calls on she gihutzim nika. So they used to wear trousers all week long that were like dungarees. There was no crease. And on Shabbos, the suit had a crease. So kozman she gihutzam nikar, kozman that the Shabbos nikar trousers, it still had the crease. That's considered kelim meguhotzim. By us, we wear suits that have a crease all week long, not just on Shabbos. So by us, what are you going to say? In the 9 days, you shouldn't wear big day Shabbos on Shabbos. So you should wear big day clothing, weekday clothing. The weekday clothing that we wear in the middle of the week is Big Day Shabbos. The whole definition of Big Day Shabbos is Kelim Megohatzim. You don't accomplish anything by not wearing Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazayim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Don Degoyin was Mevat Laminin because the Mishnah says in the end of Tainus that on Shabbos everything is Mutter. You can even have a Shalashudas up until the Shkia if it's Erev Tisha B'Av. You can even have a Shalashudas Fleishiks. Everything is mutter on Shabbos. So how can you have a minig not to wear big day Shabbos on Shabbos? So the Vilna Gaon was mabatla minig in Vilna, they should wear big day Shabbos. Over here in the neighborhood, they tell me that Rabbi Breuer wore his Shabbos dika suit on Shabbos chazoin, but he wear the weekday hat. I don't understand that at all. The weekday hat, there's no crease in the hat. What's the difference? Shabbos dika hat, weekday hat. I don't think that makes any sense. The Ramah didn't mean that. That's what the Levush Yisrod said. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. That's Poshim Shat and the Mechaber. You don't wear in the Ramah. You don't wear big day Shabbos because big day Shabbos the trousers are kelim uguhotzim kol zman shegihutzim nikar. You're not supposed to wear. So that's in Shloshim. You're not allowed to wear kelim uguhotzim. Can one purchase new clothing during the year after Shloshim? Purchasing clothing is considered like getting kelim meguhatzim. So if the person is going to buy, there is a minig that one doesn't say shehechyanu in the 9 days. There are more quotes such minig. You don't say shehechyanu. So the Magen Avraham is bothered with akasha. The Gemara says in the end of brachas, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch that if they tell me that my father passed away and he left a big yerusha. So I say, Bracha Baruch Dainu Emes, over the death of my father. And then I say, either Shechyonu or Atoiv Ametiv. If I get the whole Yerusha by myself, then I say Shechyonu. And if I share the Yerusha with someone else, have brothers, a sister, whatever, and we're sharing it, so then we say Atoiv Ametiv. So it says that an Oval says, the Oval says Shechyonu. He's in the middle of Shiva. He's going to observe Shiva. The Pashta says, I think, it doesn't say, that they don't explain in Shulchan Aruch. The din is, Mishan Nesim Muta Lefanav is not allowed to daven, not allowed to say any brachas. When you eat food, the Ovel, the Oinen, doesn't say any brachas at all. So what do you mean? They tell me that my father died, so I say, So the Gemara says, say Baruch Dayan Avis. That bracha you do say. You say Shechyonu over the big. My father was a rich man. Now I have a big Yerusha. My father died. He left a couple of dollars. It doesn't really make me richer than I was before. Then you don't say Shechyonu. But if it's a significant Yerusha and I could use it, if I'm anyway a very wealthy man and it's, the Yerusha doesn't really get me so excited, so then you don't say Atayva Meita V'Shachyon. But if I could use all that money, then you do say. That's what the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch say there. If I share the Yerusha with my brothers, so then you say Atayva Meita, that's all about Medu Amorim. If we're all poor, we're all in the same poor house together, and we're all very excited that we got a big Yerusha. But my brothers are all in business. They're doing very well. They don't need the $20,000 from their father. What are they going to do? They buy a cigar with the $20,000 Yerusha? But for me, I'm sitting and learning. I can use those $20,000. Now I can buy a couple of new suits. I can buy something that I needed for a long time. So I'm the only one who's Molei Simcha. The brothers are not. Then I say, Sheikh Yonah. The only time I say, Ateva Meitav, if I share the Yerusha with others, and we're all excited about the Yerusha. We're all in the poorhouse. We can all use this big Yerusha. So even though it doesn't say this in the Shulchan Aruch, I think that Pashtus is Bamedva Mamurim. When do you say Shechyanu over the Yerusha? That's if I'm not a Noinen. They tell me my father passed away. Years ago, they had, in the days of the Gemara, in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, they had no telephone, they had no emails. They tell me my father died and he's buried already, so I have to start sitting Shiva. If I find out, if it's a Shmo Kroivos, I have to start sitting Shiva right away. If it's a Shmo Rechoikos, I only have observe Yom Echad, and you say Mikzayam Kukula and the Shmo Rechoikos. So, but I'm not an Oinen anymore. But if they tell me, they call me up on the phone, they tell me my father died, left the big Yerusha, so what, but I'm going to go to the funeral. So an Oinen, Mishan Meisimut Telefon, you don't say Shehakel when you eat your food, you don't say Hamoitzi when you eat the food. So how do you say Shechyonu? I think the only exception to the rule that you say a bracha in the state of Aninus is the bracha Dain Ho'emes, but you don't say the Shechyonu. So in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch, says they say Shechyonu, you say Atayba Meitiv. I think it's Bamed Vamamurim if the person is not in the state of Aninus. They told him after the Gvura. He told him his father's not here. His father's somewhere else. His father died in Eretz Yisrael. He's not going to go to the Gvura. He's not going to make it for the Gvura. So anyway, so the Magen Avraham asked, how can you have a minig in the 9 days not to say Shechyonu? The oval in the middle of Shiva says Shechyonu. So how can you say that the 9 days, Lefi HaMinig, we treat Ashkenazim, treat the 9 days like Shloshim. In Shloshim, we don't say Shechyonu. Something new. How can it be? There is no such thing. In the middle of Shiva, you say Shechyonu. So the Magen Avraham answers, Shechyonu on Pri Chodosh. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says one should avoid reciting Shechyonu in the 9 days, because the 9 days we treat like Shloshim. So we should avoid saying Shechyonu in the 9 days over Pri Chodosh. So the Magen Avraham says that's a different kind of Shechyonu. So the Tziv, as a teenager, wrote a whole chibur on the shiltas, an einfal. To write, how, who would ever occur to such an idea? To write a chibur on the shiltas. When Becheskal Brabsky had an einfal to write a chibur on the Tosefta. Who would ever think of writing a chibur on the Tosefta? Okay. So the Aruch HaShulchan was a brother-in-law of the Nitziv. He writes also. He wrote a chibur on the shiltas. Apparently, that was in the air at that time. They both had the same independently. In fact, they both had the same einfal. They write a chibur on the shiltas. So when the Nitziv, as a teenager, completed his chibur on the shiltas, then he writes, he's wondering, do you say Shechyonu when you complete writing a sefer? He wrote all he's going to write. He explained everything there is to explain in the shiltas. So the end of the chibur on the shiltas, the Haimik Sholos, so he raises that issue. So he says he's going to run through Shas to see when do you say Shechyonu, when do you not say Shechyonu. So he starts collecting all the Gemaras when you say Shechyonu. He quotes the Gemara in Brachas. Person goes to Yerushalayim and Perik Ketzim Avarchim, and he hasn't been there in a long time, and he brings a korban. He says Shechyonu. Machlek is Rashi and Tosfos. What's going on? And the Gemara in Psachim that you say Shechyonu when you have Pidyon HaBen. He discusses all the Gemaras. I don't remember what his maskana is about the, when you complete chibur of a sefer. Remember, Dr. Lim also completed writing a sefer, and he was all excited. And he was asking, we had a meeting of Rabbeim at that time, he said he was wondering whether to say Shechyonu or not. So I think someone must have told him that the Nitziv has this long discussion at the end of his chibur on the shiltas. So in the middle of the discussion, he brings up this Magen Avraham. So he says what the Magen Avraham said was the following. Shechyonu on a Pri Chodosh is not that I'm so excited to see the spinach. I'm allergic to spinach. Some thought that you only say shachyan on fruits, not on vegetables. That's against the Shulchan Aruch. Said the Beferish on vegetables also, you say shachyan. What if I'm allergic to spinach and I can't eat it? So Medina de Gemari says shachyan when they're selling it in the store, even if you can't afford it, even if it's not yours and you're not going to bite and you're allergic to it. So what's the shachyan? Shachyan is on the Hagos Hazman. That you see, as Mahatalep Nachayor, I survived another year. They're already selling watermelons. They haven't sold watermelons in the store since last summer. So I say that I survived a whole year that Vaharai is selling watermelons, or they're selling cherries, or they're selling whatever. So Shachyonu Mahagos Hazman, that the Gemara says Shachyonu Prichodesh is only a Rishus, it's not a Chayva. Shachyonu on Shalosh Regalim, the Gemara says it's a Chayva. Other Shachyonus are a Chayva. But Shachyonu on the Prichodesh, that's a Rishus. So to say Shachyonu Mahagos Hazman in the 9 days, That's his man hamuchan l'paranus. So the meaning is that you don't say shachyanu with that. But it's not a din that a novel should avoid saying shachyanu. Rav Moshe doesn't go like that. Rav Moshe talks about is a person allowed to buy clothing in the 9 days? Is he allowed to buy furniture? Is he allowed to buy an automobile? So he says, if you're a single guy, you buy an automobile, you say shachyanu, then the meaning is you don't say shachyanu in the 9 days. But if you're married and the car is going to be used by you and your wife and your children, or the furniture is going to be used by the whole family, then you don't say shachyanu and say atayv ameitim, so that's okay. Rav Moshe assumes that there are moments that the meaning is you don't say any shachyanu. And the Netziv, I think, understood the Magen Avraham as saying not so, that only the shachyanu pi chodesh one avoids reciting during the 9 days, because it says shachyanu on the Hagos Hazman, and this is man hamuchan l'peronis. That's my impression. So the shaila is purchasing new clothing. It's like kelim meguhatzim. It's a brand new. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch kelim meguhatzim in shloshim. You're not allowed to wear it, but you're allowed to do the gihutz that you're allowed to do. Just to wear it is awesome. So meikra din medina, the pashta says that to buy the new clothing should be mutter even in the shloshim. And Kal v'chaymer after the shloshim is up. The Achrenim say the meaning is not so. That one doesn't buy new clothing till the end of the Yud Beis Chodesh, unless you really need it. So if the person really needs it, let's say there's a wedding and you need a nice suit, or there's going to be a bar mitzvah. So you need a nice suit. Rabbi Tversky, I remember when his father passed away. I think his father passed away in Matzoh Yom Kippur, if I'm not mistaken. So he said his father was sick for quite a while, and the father told him, you're going to have a bar mitzvah soon. So he told him, go buy a nice suit quickly, because I'm going to die very soon. So make sure you have a nice suit before I die. You shouldn't have to buy it after I die. Okay, that's the meaning, is that one avoids buying new suits in the Yud Beis Chodesh unless you really need it. Women usually feel that they need it more so than men. Then you have an old Shabbos suit, so you can wear the Shabbos suit to the bar mitzvah. Who said it has to be a brand new Shabbos suit? Women are more touchy about this. Can a mourner send or receive any gifts? What about after shloshim for a parent? So the Gemara says that sending a gift to someone is considered sheilo shalom. So the ovel is also b'sheilo shalom. You're not permitted to be shel b'shlom ha'ovel. All of Yud Beis Chodesh, strictly speaking, till the end of the Yud Beis Chodesh by parents. If a different relative died, so you're not allowed to do Sheilo Shalom. Sheilo Shalom does mean good morning. Hi. Sheilo Shalom means in Elabor. Hi, how do? What's new? A whole riches. But to send a gift is considered a form of Sheilo Shalom. So the Ovel can send a gift to someone else after Shiva. In the middle of Shiva, it's not right. Middle of Shiva, even if someone greeted him, he shouldn't be meshiv shalom. But after the Shiva, so the Ovel is muta b'sheva shalom to other people. He can send a gift. But you're not supposed to send a gift to the Ovel, all of Shloshim, or if it's avelus for a parent, then it's till the end of the year Beis Chodesh. May a woman wear cosmetics and jewelry during Shiva? What about Shloshim? The Gemara says that a single girl should not lose an opportunity of a shidduch in the middle of Shiva. So a single girl should wear jewelry because people are going to come to Menachem Aval and they're going to be turned off, so they're not going to be at a Reshidach. I remember there was someone died in the neighborhood. I remember the first night of Pesach. He was sick for months. Then he died, so his wife and his daughter came over to Yontif, Rishon, Thursday Yontif, to discuss the Dinim of Avelus. So I said that the girl was single, and she has to dress up nicely in the middle of Shiva, not to ruin an opportunity for a Shidduch. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the girl said she's not going to. She's going to observe Shiva like normal. She got a good Shidduch anyway. She was a good-looking girl. She got a good Shidduch, a nice, firm girl. But that's what it says in the Gemara, that Tanaim were very concerned about the singles problem. So they said the girl should dress up. But if the girl already landed a husband, she's already married, or she's not looking for a Shidduch, she's already past it, she's already almana, whatever, then you're not supposed to dress up in the middle of Shiva. Middle of Shloshim, I think it is Mutta. But Shiva, it says you shouldn't. The din is that one in Avelis is not permitted to take a haircut till the end of Shloshim. And if it's for a parent, then it's till Yud Beis Chodesh, unless they reach the point of Yigar B'Chaverev. So when do you reach that point? When is it called Yigar B'Chaverev for shaving and for haircuts? So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch writes 3 months. So some misunderstand the Ramot to mean that you have to be 3 months into the Avelis. When the person died, you have to wait 3 months into the Avelis. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein explains that's a mistake. He says it means 3 months since your last haircut. It doesn't have to be 3 months into the Avelis. Let's say he started the Avelis 2 months after he took his last haircut. So all he has to wait is 1 month. Yigar b'chaver is only a heta after Shloshim. It's not a heta in the middle of Shloshim. Someone printed over Rav Soloveitchik's Shurim on Hilchas Avelus. So he, I don't know how he misread. I think it was based on my notes from Rav Soloveitchik. So he wrote there that Rav Soloveitchik said that you're allowed to take a haircut, Yigar b'chaver, in the middle of Shloshim. So Tzvika Reisman made a whole pilpul on this. Tzvika Reisman from Los Angeles made a whole pilpul in one of the Koilalim. He likes to go around the world and give Shurim Koilalim. So he said, it's against the Gemara, it's against the Shulchan. I said, but Rav Soloveitchik said. That's what someone said, Rav Soloveitchik said. So he sent me a letter. So I said, Rav Soloveitchik never said that. He never done say against the Gemara. It was written over incorrectly. So the Yigar B'Chaverov is only after Shloshim. And if it's any other relatives after Shloshim, there's no Avelis at all. If it's parents, then the one is not allowed to take a haircut, even after Shloshim, up until Yigar B'Chaver. So Yigar B'Chaver means the Rambam says 3 months after the last haircut. Then Rav Moshe says he thinks in the days of the Ramah they probably took a haircut every month and a half. He thinks the Shir Yigar B'Chaver is probably twice the amount of time that you normally wait between one haircut and the other. And if here in America the minhag ha'makom is that people take a haircut once a month, so you wait 2 months and that's good enough. So that's as far as taking a haircut. What about shaving? So the Maram Shik has a tshuva where he writes as shaving. If you wait twice as long as it usually waits, so if people shave every day, or they shave every other day, so if you wait a couple of days, the Hetta Yigar B'Chaver doesn't apply until after Shloshim anyway. So after Shloshim is over, so he already has a sloppy beard. So it's already Yigar B'Chaver. You don't have to wait longer than that. It's already Yigar B'Chaver. Does a monofer pen need to skip every other haircut throughout the whole year? Rabbi Kiveger has chidushim on the bottom of the page of the Yeridei. So he quotes one of the poskim says, the first time you have Yigar B'Chaverov, he's allowed to take a haircut, and then from that time on he can take a haircut whenever he wants to. You don't have to wait each time for Yigar B'Chaverov. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, where he says it doesn't really make any sense. Medina de Gemara, the din is that Ovel is also to disperse the whole Yid Beis Chodesh. Yigar B'Chaver is a special heter. The heter is al pi pashtus like this. Yigar B'Chaverov is part of a big heter. It's part of the same heter. Istinus, a lot of heter. The din is that in Shiva, the din requires nivel meruba. In Shloshim, the din requires nivel b'miktsas. And in Yid Beis Chodesh, the din requires mir tanugim. So let's say the din in Shiva requires nivel meruba, but not mitztayer. Let's say the person is not going to bathe for 7 days. So he's going to be smelly, he's going to be dirty. but he's not going to be itchy. But if it's gonna, he's going to be mitzdayer, if he's an istinus, that's more than the din requires. So the heter istinus is not a special heter chayla. No, it's more than the din requires. The din only requires nivel merubah, but doesn't require mitzdayer. So once it passed over that point, in the middle of shiva, he's not bathing and it's causing him to be irritated, then it's more than the din requires. And the din in shloshim requires nivel b'miktsas. So the Pischei Tshuva usually quotes, he doesn't say on his own. Once every 40 pages, he says something on his own. So here the Pischei Tshuva writes on his own. He says that you're not allowed to change to wear clean clothing in the middle of Shloshi Kenem Meguhatzim. That's only Bamed Vamamurim, if the clothing, the shirt that he's wearing, is not so clean. But what if his mom is filthy? He's wearing that shirt for 7 days in the middle of Shiva. The shirt is mamish black, it's dirty, he's embarrassed to walk like that. So that's already nivul merube. So the din only requires in shloshim nivul b'miktsas. The din doesn't require nivul merube. He says, what's the mocker? He thinks that it's a svara pshuta like that. It's more than the din requires. And the din of yud beis chodesh requires only miut tanugim. So once the miut tanugim is so severe that it reaches into the area of nivul b'miktsas, so that's more than the din requires. Nivul b'miktsas is only needed in Shloshim, in Yud Beis Chodesh, you only want Miut Tanugim. So that's why there's a het there. Achigar b'chaveirov. That is already nivel. So it's not that after you gar b'chaveirov, the avelis is over. No, the avelis is for the Yud Beis Chodesh till the end of the year. You only say Kaddish for 11 months, but you still observe the avelis for the full Yud Beis Chodesh for the 12 months. So there was a het there to take a haircut when he reaches the point you gar b'chaveirov. Let's say he hasn't taken a haircut in 2 months. So he takes a haircut, but then he's not allowed to take another haircut. You have to wait another 2 months. So Ramosha Tainas, this psak that the Ramok, that the Rabbi Kivege quoted, he thinks that it really doesn't make any sense, but that's what Rabbi Kivege said, so we're makel. I think Rabbi Soloveitchik had the same taina, and he thought that we shouldn't follow Rabbi Kivege. He thought that each time the oval should wait. Achigar b'chaver. I shouldn't say that the first time you have Igar HaBachaver, it's already Mutta. It really doesn't make sense because Igar HaBachaver, it's not that that's the sheer Avelis. He's only have to observe Avelis with respect to haircuts till the point of Igar HaBachaver, then it's not Noig at all. No, that's a Heta because like Istinus in the middle of Shiva, or like Nivel Merubin in the middle of Shloshim, so Igar HaBachaverov means that the Miut Tanugim of Yud Beis Chodesh has brought you into the category on Nivel B'mikta, so that's more than it then requires. You should really carve each time you carve a chaver. But the minig olam is lahakya, like Rabbi Kivege. That's what Moshe says. It doesn't make sense, but he said the minig is lahakya, so you leave it like that. Should a mourner during Shiva who can't get a minion, doesn't have a minion in their house, during Shiva stay in the house or go to the shul for a minion? The din is at the oval osalotzis min pesach beiso. So the Achronim say, Mi'ikar Adin, it means he's not allowed to go window shopping. He's not allowed to take a walk in the neighborhood to see what's playing in the movies, to walk around to see what's new, to have a good time. But if he wants to go to shul in order to daven tefillah b'tzibur, in order to say Kaddish, so the Pashta says that that's, most Achronim assume, I think, that that is mutter. That's not a violation of Asalotzes and Pesach days. May the nails ever be cut during Shiva and Shloshim. The Gemara says that cutting the nails, there's a machlokes hatanoim in Shulchan Aruch. It's a machlokes if you're gonna bite the nails with your teeth, then the Gemara says mutter. But if he's not gonna bite with his teeth, he's gonna use a nail cutter. So it's included. The Ramah is machmer that's included in tiglachas, just like you're not allowed to cut your hair. Until after Shloshim, or until after Shloshim Igar B'chaver, if it's for a parent, so you're not allowed to cut the nails either. The only difference is that's very annoying. So Big Talmud Chacham told me when his parents died, the most difficult thing for him was not cutting the nails for Shloshim. That was the most annoying. Everything else didn't bother him, except for the not cutting the nails. The only difference is that as far as a haircut, as far as shaving, after Shloshim is over, you have to wait till you reach the point of Igar B'chaverov, and by nails we say right away it's Igar B'chaverov. Right after the Shloshim is up, it's considered Igar B'chaverov. The different minhagim, the Taz and the Bagan Ram, are different minhagim about cutting the nails in the 9 days and the 3 weeks. So the Pashtus is that it should be a difference that the 3 weeks until the 9 days is Dinah Ki Yud Beis Chodesh. So Yud Beis Chodesh, we do cut nails, l'maisa. But in the 9 days, we treat it like Shloshim. So in Shloshim, one is not permitted to cut the nails, even if it is Yigar B'chaver. So one should be careful not to cut the nails during the 9 days. Because man is not Beis HaMikdash, okay? Beis HaMikdash will be built, so we won't observe the 9 days. What are the halachas of listening to music during Shloshim in the year, live versus recorded? What about music? Music is a minig that the later Achreinim record. Baruch HaShulchan and Yeridei writes, the original minig was not to listen to dancing music, because it may lead you to dance, and you're not allowed to do a Maisa Shel Simcha. And then they extended it to other music as well. So they say that Rav Soloveitchik said that classical music is mutter. That's art. I'm not sure. I don't understand music so well, so I don't understand what that means. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, the original meaning was only dancing music, and then the Yasid, even music that's not dancing music. So I don't know what the three different categories of music. I'm not sure. I thought if you don't listen to music, it shouldn't make a difference whether it's live music or recorded music. What other forms of entertainment are prohibited? Can a mourner during Shloshim, or during the year, go to a movie or a ball game? So Rabban Soloveitchik used to distinguish. He said, the movies, you have the same hanor in the movies whether the movie house is crowded or it's empty, because you don't see if there is anybody else there. So he said, that's not called Simchas Mireyus. But a ball game, you always see how many people there are sitting in the stadium. So he thought that a ball game is considered a Simchas Mireyus, because you misameach, the Simcha is greater because the crowd is greater. So he thought the ball game is Asar, that's Simchas Mireyus, called Yud Beis Chodesh is Asar, and the movie is Amuta. Rav Soloveitchik thought, Rav Soloveitchik was once giving a Yahrzeit Rasha, so he was once talking about what's the din Leil Shivasa B'Tammuz. Leil Shivasa B'Tammuz, do you have to observe all the dinim of the 3 weeks or not? So he was talking, he's a mutter to go to the movies on the night of Shivasa B'Tammuz. So everybody was looking, who goes to the movies? He thought that he assumed that going to the movies all year long is mutter, but that Anatonis, you're not allowed to go to, you have to observe Avelis Anatonis. That's what the Tonis is all about. Tanesim Abuduchurim Beis HaMikdash, that's a form of Avelis. So the whole theme of the Yahrzeit Rasha was whether the Tonis really begins the night before, except that we're allowed to eat at the night. That was his development. He said, Mikradin, the Tanis really is all 24 hours, Laila Bayom. But since Bizman Azeh, the Ramban, the Bir Agro quotes from the Ramban and the Torah Adam, that since Bizman Azeh, Mikradin, Ratzim Masan and Ratzim Masan, just crush Al Yewalai Chayva, meaning is that we fast, so we only fast Bayom, we don't fast by Laila. But Medina the Gemara, he say, Anenu, even Balaila, even though you're going to eat supper, you're going to go home and eat supper, you're not fasting at night. The Yom HaTanis really begins the night before. So he thought that it shouldn't be permissible to go to the movies at night. Shouldn't be, let's say, are you allowed to get married? Leil Shivasa B'Tammuz. So he came out that it's awesome. So I remember the next morning, Rav Soloveitchik gave a shir, the morning of his Yahrzeit. He used to have Yahrzeit for his father every year on Gimel Shvat. He gave a big shir. And then in the morning, he used to learn Mishnayis all day long. So that year, instead of learning Mishnayis, he gave his regular shir. So Rabbi Yossi Blau asked him, but Rav Moshe brings a raya that it's mutter from a Gemara. So he said, Rav Moshe brings a raya, what? Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. Is it permissible to get married Leil Shivasa B'Tammuz? And he says, yes, it is mutter. Brings a raya from Gemara Pesachim. So he showed Rav Soloveitchik Gemara, so he said, yeah, that's a good raya. I don't know how to deal with that. The first daf in Pesachim. I don't know how to deal with that. He wasn't aware. When he was giving the shir, he was attacking someone who wrote that it's mutter. So everyone thought he's attacking Rav Moshe's tshuva. But then in the morning we found out he didn't even know Rav Moshe had a tshuva. Apparently he was attacking Dayan Grosnas from London, wrote a tshuva. So he, every so often, Dayan Grosnas would send a copy of his tshuva to Rav Soloveitchik to try to hear a reaction from him. So he didn't like the way Dayan Grosnas just quoted that there are two opinions in the Stechemet. The minig is that you don't say Shechianu in the whole 3 weeks. So do you abstain from saying Shechianu the night of Shavasa B'Tammuz? So he has two opinions about that. And apparently he says there's room to be mekel about that. So that's Rav Soloveitchik thought that that wasn't a good analysis. He thought that they had to analyze it better. Anyway, that's Rav Soloveitchik thought that all forms of entertainment are prohibited. The Gemara talks about one was in the middle of Shiva, shouldn't take a baby on his lap. So the Gemara says the reason why you're not allowed to do it, b'mpneishim mizgana ala brias. Person sitting Shiva and then he's playing with the baby, so the people are going to be upset. What kind of a Shiva is this? He's playing with a child or a grandchild. So Rav Soloveitchik, I think, understood from the Rambam that's, even on the Gemara, that's the explanation. Shalai is gana ala priyas. Somehow the Rambam understood the Gemara differently, that all forms of entertainment are also when. So the Gemara is talking about in the middle of Shiva. Rav Soloveitchik thought, not only Shiva. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure how far it goes. You're not allowed to go to the movies, though. Oh, Yid Beis Chedesh. I'm not sure. What are the dinim of a mourner attending simchas during shloshim and during the year of mourning for a parent, bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, bris, Shabbos Kiddush, siyum, shever brachas, wedding? There is an opinion, but we don't paskin like that, that there's a chiluk between, the Gemara says simchas mereus is not allowed. The Tosis has one opinion that if it's a Sudas Mitzvah, it's Mutter. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin Sudas Mitzvah is also. See, even a wedding and a Sheva Brachas is not permissible. Unless you're the Mesada Kiddushin and you're going, or let's say I'm one of the musicians and I'm playing at the wedding. So I'm doing it for Parnas, I'm not going to have a good time. I'm the Sadi Kiddushin. They'll be honored if I come to their wedding. Or they really want me to say a bracha. Not that I want to go to the wedding and they give me a bracha in order that I should be allowed to go to the wedding. No, they really want me to be, they want to be honored that they have all these big rabbis are attending their wedding. So then I'm going to cheer them up. So then you can go to the chuppah, you say the bracha, and you go home. You don't stay to the sudas. Rabbi Kiveger in the Yoredeya quotes that a bar mitzvah and a siyum mesichta and a shalom zacher is mutter to attend. Why? So my impression is because I remember when I was bar mitzvah, what was the bar mitzvah? My parents gave a kiddush on Shabbos morning and they had around 20 drushes. All the rabbis from the neighborhood came over to the shul. Everybody gave another drusha. So there was no dancing. There was no music. It was on Shabbos. Or even if you have in the weekdays, years ago bar mitzvahs didn't have dancing, didn't have music. They had drushes, that was the whole thing. So siyum also, we have a siyum, sometimes you have music, you have dancing. Years ago they had a siyum, there was no music, there was no dancing. So shalom zachar and a bar mitzvah, and a siyum mesichta was a simcha shel Torah, that was a toned down simcha. Today, the bar mitzvahs are like weddings. So that's not right, you shouldn't attend a bar mitzvah, that type of a bar mitzvah. If it's just going to be a bar mitzvah the way it used to be years ago, so that Rabbi Kiveger quotes it, that's mutter. A Shabbos Kiddush really is, everybody gets together, that's really a Simchas Mereyus. So it depends, if everybody in the shul, I happen to daven in a shul, that's the shul where I daven, everybody's going to the Kiddush and I'm not going to go. So if half the shul is not going to go, so, and it's not going to be noticeable that I'm not going because I'm in Avelis. So then I shouldn't go. But if it's going to be noticeable, it's my nephew who's bar mitzvah today, and I live in the neighborhood, I'm not going to be there in the shul by the Kiddush. So it's going to be a dead giveaway that it's because I'm in Avelis. And then it says in Achreinim, that's called Avelis Beferhesia. So we don't observe Avelis Beferhesia on Shabbos. The Mechaber quotes the story with the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rabbeinu Tam every Shabbos took Shlishi. So when his sister passed away, and he was in Avelis on Shabbos, so he took Shlishi anyway. The Oval is not supposed to get an Aliyah. So he said if he's not going to get Shlishi this Shabbos, it'll be Avelis Beferes. As the Rav Soloveitchik explained, what's the issue? An Oval is also the Talmud Torah. Because Pekudi Hashem Sham Samche Lev, and Liman HaTorah is Misamech. So how come the Oval is allowed to listen to Kriyas HaTorah? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Rishonim say that the Seder Hayom is not so exciting. If you're going to sit and learn Gemara, that's Mesam Chilev. But if you're just going to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah, Seder Hayom is going to say Korbanos. So that learning is not so Mesamech. So if he doesn't have to walk out for the Kriyas HaTorah, so why can't he take an Aliyah? Why does it make it worse if he takes an Aliyah? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that Ksav Sefer has this, the whole Hesper. So he says there are two forms of Mesamchei Lev. Two forms of, one is Liman HaTorah's Mesamchei Lev. So there we say that Seder Ayam is not Mesameach. That's not an Issa. And then Lamed Torah L'Acherim is also a form of Simcha. To teach Torah to others is a form of Simcha. So even though the Yovel doesn't have to walk out when they're laying Kriyas HaTorah, but if he's going to get an Aliyah, Medina de Gemara, the one who gets an Aliyah, has to lay in his Sedra. We don't do that. We have a Balkari, Kadesh Adon Vayesh, it's Misha'ini Yodea. But Meikir Adin, the one who's Oyla HaTorah, the one who says the Brochas, really is considered the Balkari. The Balkari is Motzi him with Shebeah Kaina. So it's considered as if Oyla HaTorah is being Melamed Torah to the whole Shul. So the Lamed Torah L'Acherim, that's an added Issa. I think the Ksav Sofer writes, on Tisha B'Av you're not allowed to learn, but Hilchas Tisha B'Av you are allowed to learn. Is it permissible to give a shir? Hilchas Tisha B'Av. Just to say flat the din. So he says no, because Allah Mitarah L'Acherim is Aser, even though Seder Ayom is not Misameach, not Misamchei Lev, and Hilchas Tisha B'Av, Hilchas Avelis is not Misamchei Lev, but Allah Mitarah L'Acherim is a separate Issa. That's what you see from the story with the Rabbi Natan, that the Ovel is not supposed to get an Aliyah. May an Ovel during Shiva attend the wedding of a child. That's Yadua. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a whole Shiva. He permitted it. It was a big hullabaloo when that volume of the Igros Moshe came out. The Pashto says that not. Pashto says that Ovel lotzitz mipesach beisa. He's not allowed to go to the wedding. After Shiva, that's a different thing. It's gonna detract from the simcha of the children if the parents are not gonna be there. In the middle of Shiva, you have no choice. But after Shiva is over, Nishloshim, so the parents are sort of meshubit to their children. They're not supposed to ruin their simcha, so the parents should attend the wedding. In Shloshim or in Yud Beis Chodesh. And they should try to cut back. So Moshe has tshuvas how they should cut back. They shouldn't sit in a makom kavua. They should. You greet all the guests. They'll be busy all night long. If you greet everybody who comes late and everybody's leaving, that'll keep you busy a whole night long. Just thanking all the people for coming and wishing them that they should have simchas and so on. So Moshe has tshuvas. To what extent should the parents participate? I remember when my sister got married, my mother was in Avelis for her father. I don't remember it was in the middle of Shloshim or after Shloshim. She was in Avelis, and my father went to ask Rav Soloveitchik, is my mother allowed to attend the wedding of my sister if she's going to serve schnapps on the tables or something? So Rav Soloveitchik said that that's a fake heter. And my father said, thank you, and he left. So the boys told me afterwards, he used to have boys, Rav Soloveitchik used to have boys hanging around him all day long. So the boys asked, but just an hour ago, Rabbi so-and-so came, and he asked you the exact same question, and you said, it's mutter. So he said, you weren't paying attention. I didn't say it was mutter. Rabbi so-and-so didn't want to know my opinion. He wanted to hear, is there any heter? Is there any heter? So he said, there are those who are not, I'm up there. So he said, thank you. The rabbi said, thank you, and he walked away. He wasn't interested. Said Rabbi Shechter, my father was asking me what my opinion is, what the din is. I have to tell him the truth. I think that the heter is a fake heter. It's not a heter. A lot of people have such a fake heter. That if the Ovel is serving, like the Ovel is one of the musicians, so he's not coming to be he's not coming to enjoy the wedding. He's coming to make his parnasa. Or if the Ovel is the Masada Kedushin, he's coming to say the brachas under the chuppah. So that's mutter. So if the Ovel is one of the waiters, so he's allowed to go. If it's after Shiva. The Pasha says Shiva, Rav Moshe's heter is very sure. But even in the middle of Shiva, he quotes sources in the Shulchan that they really exist. People checked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is Rav Moshe's nickel based on Hefsid, so that shouldn't help Tov Gimel Yomim.
Uh-huh. What do you mean, Hefsid?
He said that you spend so much money to travel to your child's wedding.
People will go from one end of the world to the other.
That's what he says it. So, yeah. But if it's out some heter of hefsid, right, but not nickel from other
Kudu Malacha. Yeah. It's a difficult heter.
And the Marin comes from Moshe Kotz, all those are nickel to Shloshim. He doesn't actually put him as
somebody. Yeah.
It was a big stir. When that volume came out, the Igas Moshe, that was very questionable happened. May a mourner during Shloshim or during the year of mourning for a parent get together with friends for meals or for coffee? If not, is it okay to have Shabbos meals with friends? There's a din of Sudas Mireyas is not allowed. Just the two couples go together and eat in a restaurant. I don't think that's Sudas Mireyas. Sudas Mireyas, you have a bigger crowd. How many people exactly? I don't know. You have to have more. And then the Poskim, I have, everybody has the same Chochmas Adam. I have a Chochmas Adam that has a Likud of Achreinim in the end. All the recent additions are the Chochmas Adam. So in the Likud at the end, they quote maybe the Sholem Eish of someone. They say the definition of Sudas Mireyas is different on the weekdays and on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Shabbos, you always have more people at the table. In the middle of the week, I just eat with my wife. All of my children are married. On Shabbos, we always have guests. So if you have a few guests over on Shabbos, that's normal. That's not Mireyas. If you have a whole, if you have a few families, let's say you have three couples and each couple has three children, and it's a whole zoo. There's a whole circus going on over there. So that's a Simchas Mireyas. So that you shouldn't have. But if you just have, if you have just two couples over on Shabbos, I don't know. So on the weekdays, to have one couple with another couple, I don't think that's Simchas Mireyas. You invite someone over, the Ohel doesn't have to become isolated during the Avelis year. Shouldn't become a recluse. He wants to meet with other people. That's not an issue. And on Shabbos, if you have another three couples together, I don't think that's a Simchas Mireyas. But if you have three couples, but a lot of the children, if you have four couples, that's already more. And at Yom Tov, you allow a little more than that.
Inviting another for Shabbos?
To invite another on Shabbos. I don't know, some of that's Sheila Shalom. Like to give a gift to the Oval. There's not this. Sheila Shalom is also the whole Yud Beis Chodesh. Probably not for Mishnah.
Say that look out for the Oval, inviting people also. I mean, even outside of Simchas Mireyas, doesn't that same Taz say that? That inviting people is also because of
Sheila Shalom?
That it's in two directions. Meaning the Ovel can't be invited out to someone else, he can't invite other people also. So meaning...
The Ovel can't invite other people.
I thought the Taz said that, maybe I'm wrong.
Why? But the Ovel is mutter to be shol b'shlom acher. Not allowed to be, we're not allowed to be shol b'shlom ha'ovel. So if I invite the Ovel, that's probably a form of Sheila Shalom. But if the Ovel invites others to eat by him, he's permitted to be shol b'shalom acherim. Acherim ha-shluyim b'shruyim b'shalom. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the Taz. When we learned Shulchan Aruch, Rav Soloveitchik hardly ever looked in the Taz. He had something against the Taz. May a mourner during Shiva sit on a couch where the cushion has been removed. It doesn't matter if the couch is 1 and 12 inches off the ground. I think the Shach writes in Yeridea that the Ovel really Mikra Adin has to sit on the ground or lower to the ground within three tochim. So if a tefach is 3.6 inches and three tochim, so you multiply 3.6 times 3, so you get something approximately 12 inches, a little less. So the Shach says it has to be, the Ovel should sit on something that's lower to the ground. Rav Soloveitchik thought that that was against the Gemara. He thought that the Gemara just says in Moed Katan and in Sanhedrin, in the second parak, that the din is that the other rabbi, if he sits on the ground, he's not yotze. It's a din of kfiyas hamita, as the sit agabi mita kfuya. So the mita kfuya means to sit in an unusual, in a way that he would normally not sit. So he thought that there's no requirement that it should be toch gimel tvachim to the ground. He thought even it's more than three tvachim. That's not the normal way to sit, then it's mutter. What are the halachas of Howlal and the Beis HaOvel? Is there a difference between Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah? There is a difference. Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says in the end of Tainus that Howlal and Rosh Chodesh is only a meaning, and Chanukah it's Medina the Gemara. So that's why the meaning is that the Beis HaOvel, since Howlal and Rosh Chodesh is only a meaning, say leave out the Howlal. Whether the rest of the minyan when they go home, okay? So they'll say Howlal when they go home. And on Chanukah, you have to say Howlal. Chanukah, even the Ovel has to say Halal. But it's not right that the Ovel should daven for an omit to say the Halal.
So you have someone else say the hal, then the oval takes over again, and he says the kaddish after the hal. May food be taken out of the shiva house. People have funny men hugging. Mikra din, there's nothing wrong. What are you going to do? You're going to throw out all the food. People bring so much food to the base oval. So it's rather than throw it out, so people should take it home. People should take it home and eat the food. When should the morning restrictions be lifted on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov? Only with enough time to get ready for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Many have the mistaken impression, the Pesachei Teshuva writes, many have the mistaken impression that after Chatzos on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, one doesn't observe Avela. So the Pesachei Teshuva said that's a carryover from Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach after Chatzos, that's a Machlokes Tosfos in the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah holds that Erev Pesach after Chatzos is the Yom Tov of Pesach. That's our Krabbos called in Pesach. What we call Pesach in Chumash is called Chagamatzis. And Erev Pesach is called Chagapesach. That's the Zman HaKrabbos of Pesach. And since it's listed in Parshas Amor, so just like the other Yomim Tovim cancel Avela, so Erev Pesach et Chatzos cancels the Shiva, cancels the Shloshim. Whatever one is in the middle of Erev Pesach Chatzos. And Tosfos in Zvachim around Daf Kuf says Beferish Natzam. So what do you do when you have a machlokes Tosfos and the Erzaruah? So the Balei HaTosfos are probably the Rav. So the Achrayim say, but we have a klal in Hilchos Avelos, halachic devar mekel bov. Even though it's Rabbi Machmirim, the Tosfos probably represents a majority, only the Erzaruah is mekel, so the Ramah is mekel over there. So that's the meaning is like that. That Erev Pesach after Chatzos it cancels Shiva, cancels Shloshim. So people make a mistake. They think that every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom Tov, at Chatzos you call it quits. That's a mistake. So here in the neighborhood it was Yudua, the Rabbi Schwab would always be Menachem Oval Erev Shabbos in the afternoon. They all knew, the Avelim all knew, to expect Rabbi Schwab to come, and he would always come Erev Shabbos after Chatzos to tell the Avelim that they still have to observe Avelis even after Chatzos. It's only Erev Pesach. That's the same thing, people make a mistake. One doesn't rip Kriya for the Kosel HaMaravi on Chol HaMoed. Other Kriya, one does rip. The Mishnah says when a relative dies, so you rip Kriya on Chol HaMoed. There are more quotes that there's a Yekesh Sheminig that you only rip Kriya on Chol HaMoed for parents and not for Shakrovim. But he said it's against the Mishnah. So no other community, if your community doesn't have that Yekesh Sheminig, you shouldn't adopt it because it's not really right. The Mishnah says you have to rip Kriya on Chol HaMoed. Aye, on Chol HaMoed there's a chiv simcha, you don't observe Avelis. So the answer is, Kriya luchud v'Avelis luchud. One doesn't observe Avelis, but Kriya is not a form of Avelis. So the Magen Avraham says, Kriya is not a form of Avelis. That's Kriya when a relative dies. But Kriya over the Kosel HaMaravi, that is a nihug Avelis. So that you're not allowed to rip that Kriya on Chol HaMoed, Yom Tov Shabbos for sure not. So what about Erev Yom Tov after Chatzos? Erev Pesach after Chatzos, we are mekel, there are more paskins like the Erzuruah. Erev Pesach after Chatzos is a yontif. It's not the yontif of Chag HaMatzos, it's the yontif of Chag HaPesach. But it cancels Avelis. Erev Pesach after Chatzos, one would not grip Kriya by the Kosel HaMaravi. So people made a mistake, just like the Pesachei Teshuva writes. They made a mistake and they call it quits. They don't observe Avelis on any Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif after Chatzos. So the same, they made a mistake, they don't grip Kriya by the Kosel HaMaravi on any Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. So Moshe has a tshuva, he says it's not right, this meaning not to rip Kriya by the Kosel Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov after Chatzos. But he says you should be Mevarif, that's the meaning, so you should follow the meaning. The Pashto says that it's wrong and it's wrong. We should be Mevatla meaning. Like the Pesachei Teshuva says that they call it quits on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. They don't observe Avelis after Chatzos. That's not right. They get up, they have to get ready for Shabbos, however, an hour, half an hour, whatever they need. The amount of time that they need to get ready for Shabbos. That's how much. The Kviyas Amita, the Gemara says, Ben HaMincha L'Maila, that's a din of Besa Oval. There's a din of the decorum in the Besa Oval, and then there are dinam of Niho Gavela. So the Besa Oval, Ben HaMincha L'Maila, Tosfos writes, they're not sure whether it's Mincha Gdola, Mincha Ktana. So there's room to be make on Mincha Gdola also. Tosfos was Mesupik, so Sofik Gavela, you go to Kul. So the mita kfuya you should turn over. We don't have kfiyas amita anymore. So it means that they don't sit on the floor anymore. After Chatzos they don't sit on the floor. Or many have the minig that they cover up the mirrors. So that's an extension of the minig Some Sefer writes that covering, so Leitching said it over, covering over the minyans is an extension of the din and the gemara of Kfiyas Amita. Because Kfiyas Amita, the gemara says, the bus diukni nesati bodam vata barwa the same hafachtiya kfu mita sechem aleho. The mita that people sleep on, if you have a mita that's only la mazal tov that no one ever sleeps on, then the gemara said that doesn't represent the bus diukni. But if you have a mita that people normally sleep on, so then they do kfiyas Amita. So when you look in a mirror, you see the person's face. Or when you have pictures of the niftar, that's the Musli Yukno. So many have a meaning that they cover over the pictures of people, or they cover over the mirrors. Not everybody has that meaning. I remember when my mother passed away, so my nephew started covering over all the mirrors. My father said, what are you doing? We don't have that meaning. Not mechuyav to adopt everybody else's meaning. Those who have that meaning, so the Chacham Sofer explains, that's an extension of Kfiyas Amita. So Kfiyas Amita, min hamicha l'mayla, and Erev Shabbos, it shouldn't look like a Beis HaOvel. But they still have to observe, Shiva till late in the day, till it's necessary to get ready. Does the mohel need to change his seat in shul on Shabbos? That's a big machlokes achreinim, whether that's called avelus befrehesia or not. So we assume it's not so noticeable. Unless you're the rabbi, you sit in the front. If you sit in the front, then it's of course it's going to be noticeable. It's going to sit in a different seat. So I think Reb Shlomo Eger writes in the Gil Yom HaShoah, I think, that when he was in avelus, so the first, in the middle of Shiva, Shida Makam in the shul the whole year, that's only a minik. That's not Medina Gemara, that's only a minik. The first Shabbos, the first week, that for sure, that's a real din of Medina Gemara. So he says the first, in the middle of Shiva, so he davened in a different shul. He didn't daven in the shul where he was the rabbi. So there was no issue of Shida Makam. So usually I daven in the yeshiva. So when I was in the middle of Shiva, when my parents passed away, so I davened in a different shul. So I didn't have the issue of Shidimah. But the rest of the year, because I daven all the way up in the front, it's going to be noticeable. There's mamash going to be Avelis Befehesia. So then I would daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos, I would daven B'Shidimah, I daven some other place, whatever. And for Kabbalah Shabbos, I would go up to the front and daven in my regular place. But for the rest of the people in Shul, it's not so noticeable. It's not such not so Avelis Befehesia. The poskim assume that you don't have to be Mishana Dalar Amos away. I think the Maram Shik has a tshuva like that. Shina Mokum doesn't need Dalar Amos away. A slight shinu, the person normally sits in this seat, so he moves to the other seat. Remember, Absolvechi thought the Shina Mokum applies even in the Shir. If the Talmidim all sit, this is the way they sit. And then someone is in Avelis, so he should sit in a different location. He should have Shina Mokum, whatever the Mokum is kavuim. Said the Shina Makam doesn't have to be in a less bekavadika location. There is no such din. The Gemara says that one who sits on the right side should sit on the left side. One who sits on the left should sit. It doesn't have to be a makam. It doesn't have to sit further away from the chazan, further away from the magid shir. Just has to be a Shina Makam. So the Mamshik writes it doesn't require dalar amos away. Should Shalom Aleichem be recited on Shabbos when there's a mourner present? Many have the minig, you don't say Shalom Aleichem. Shela Shalom. You're greeting the Malachim, but it's all Minhagim. What days may a grave not be visited? Are there exceptions for the end of Shiva, end of Shloshim or Yortzim? There are no days when you shouldn't visit a grave. In America, there's a minig that you have an unveiling when you have Hakomas HaMatzeva. I wasn't there in Europe, but they told me in Europe when they made Hakomas HaMatzeva, they didn't make a big deal about it. They didn't have a whole unveiling. In America, they made a whole ceremony, but they have a whole a sheet covering over the matzeva. And someone delivers a whole hesped, and they take off to unveil it. And then someone said, they say a hesped. So it said, you're not allowed to do it in the Hilchos America. You're not allowed to have an unveiling during Chodesh Nissan, because you're not allowed to deliver a hesped. And whenever you make an unveiling, you're going to say a hesped. But just to visit the Beis HaKvaris, you can visit on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. It says that you say the bracha. You say the bracha for Shazana Eschmatim, Kilkla Eschmatim, you say the bracha even on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Kodesh when he's going to be in the Kvarim?
You can visit the Kvarim whenever you want, but you don't say Hespedim. You're not allowed to say Hespedim. Man want to go on vacation during Shloshim. Yeah, if he needs a vacation, why shouldn't he go on vacation? That's not good. People have to unwind. They have to relax a little bit. What about doing the year of mourning for Avner? And also, that's not a Nisa. Doesn't make a difference if he only goes with his own family. He goes with a group of friends. Go with a group of friends. Let's say you're touring. Going to go touring for 10 days. So that's probably a Simchas Mareis. So that you shouldn't do. But one person or one family goes on vacation. Vacation, you can't say is a Simchas Mareis. Person has to rest up. Should an oval during Shloshim of the year wear a kitla to Seder or on the Yomim Naroim? The kitla to Seder, there are two reasons for it. So the official reason in Morgan Avram is because you have all the fancy golden and silver kelim there on the table, and even if you have a mashkin from a nochri, you're not going to use it, but you put it on the table. To show Zman Chiruseinu, to show how wealthy we are, everything is the nicest. So you want to put on a kittel, Kadesh Yaska lo Yamam Yisa. You should remember that it shouldn't go to your head. So that's what the Magen Avraham quotes the meaning. If the person is in Shloshim or Yud Beis Chodesh, he doesn't have to be Yaska lo Yamam Yisa, it's in front of his eyes the whole time. The Vilna Gaon thinks that that's not the reason for the kittel. He thinks that the reason for the kittel is because when they used to be Oyla Regal and they ate the Korban Pesach or they ate whatever, Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha, so they probably put on a Chaluk Lavan. Probably put on special white uniform. So the Kittel is a Zeche to the Chaluk Lavan that they probably wore at the time that they ate the Korban Pesach. So then even a novel should also wear it. But so they have in the Orchas Rabbeinu, the Hanhogas of the Stipula. There was a Talmud of the Stipula. He learned by the Stipula when he was a teenager. Stipula was a Magen Shir in a high school at Bnei Brak. And then he was close to the Stipula for 40, 50 years, and he wrote down all the Hanhogas. Every year he wrote down all the Hanhogas. So he writes that they discussed it with the Stipula. So he said, what does it say in the Mishnah Brura? So he said, the Mishnah Brura says that the Oval doesn't wear the Kittel. So he said, Shine, that's it. Mishnah Brura quotes the Magen Avraham. Even though we like to follow the Gra, but the Mishnah Brura quotes the Magen Avraham that the Oval doesn't wear the kittel because it's a Yaskala Yom Amis and he doesn't need it. So that's the minik. Yom Neroim, I don't think the reason is the different minhagim, whether you wear the kittel only on Yom Kippur or you wear the kittel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So if you wear only on Yom Kippur, so the Meiri in Masech HaShabbos says that's because the Gemara says the Kadosh Hashem B'chubit Zay Yom HaKippurim. Shem b'lo achila b'lo shtia means that on normal Shabbos and Yontif there's an inyan of kibud v'yonig. So oinig is achid shtia tash b'shamit on Yom Kippur, you don't have any oneg, so you have to have twice as much kibud. So Rabbi Yechon called the money mechabdusa. Rabbi Yechon used to call his clothing mechabdusa because when a person dresses nicely, it enhances his kvod ha'adam. He's more dignified. So in order to fulfill Kvod Shabbos and Kvod Yontev, so you have to wear special Mabushin. So because Yom Kippur, there's no Onik, so you have to have extra Kibud, that's what the Miri says. So that's why there are people who wear Kittel only on Yom Kippur, not on Rosh Hashanah, and the people, we all wear the Talus all day long on Yom Kippur. Usually you don't wear Talus by Ma'ariv. There you put on the Talus on Ma'ariv, and Shachris, and Mincha, and Nila, all day long you wear. So that's because, yeah. So that Kittel, that's a different Kittel. It has nothing to do with the Askel Yom HaMisa. So that he should wear, even if he's in Avelus, I'll be Pashtun. It's only by the Seder that Magen Avraham has this reason. Because the whole purpose of wearing the Kittel is because you have all such expensive kelim on the table, it's going to go to his head. May the morning during Shloshim or the year be a chazan on the Yom Neroim. I just went to be Menachem Oval by the Kamenetsky family, so apparently Rabbi Kamenetsky, the one who passed away, his son who lives in Florida, is the Baal Tefillah by Nila, I think, on Yom Kippur. And the rabbi was there, the rabbi said, they have nobody who can daven like him. So that's for sure that's mutter. Yeah. We have a minig, it's a difficult minig, that the Ovel doesn't daven for an Omid on Shabbos and Yom. We don't know exactly why, but that's a minig. But if he's, it says in Shulchan Aruch that if he's the best Baal Tefillah, if everybody wants him, he's the best Baal Tefillah, they should daven even on Yom Teruah. It should be, you should ask the Tzipur whether, sometimes the Ovel talks it into himself, this shul can't survive without him. We had that in Yeshiva. Certain Baal Tefillah, they talked it into themselves, and the Tzibur did not care for their davening at all. We would have been thrilled if the guy would have given up permanently davening for an Amid. He thought that he's so indispensable. Yeah, there's the expression that that the cemetery is full of all of those indispensable people. All the people, while they're alive, they think the world can't exist without them, and then full of the cemetery full of these people, and the world is still going on. So if you really need, if he's the best one for the job, then you have him daven on Yom Teruah Mos. Who takes precedence for davening Yortzeit or Shloshim? No, I think the Yortzeit takes precedence. Because the Yortzeit is only this day. Yeah, what is the Yortzeit all about? What is the Yortzeit all about? So the some of the Achrayim say the fact that the person died on this particular day, apparently Rabbi Willig had Yortzeit today. So the fact that Minosh Shemaim, they caused someone to die today, is either a Yom HaDin for that Nifter, or it's a Yom HaDin for the whole family, that they lost their relative. So it could well be that every year on that day is going to be a Yom HaDin either for the Nifter, they judge the Niftorim again every year on the Yom HaDin, or maybe it's going to be a Yom HaDin for the family. So that's why maybe it's an Eis Tzara. So an Eis Tzara, it's a lot of people fist. On a Yortzeit. The minig used to be, in the days of the Rishonim, the minig used to be Yom Kiyom Shemes Ba'ovi, that they would fast on a Yortzeit. Today the Hasidim took over, and instead of fasting on a Yortzeit, they make a Yom Dehilula. Yom Dehilula means a wedding. Because the Zohar has a lashon that when a pure neshama, when a tzaddik passes away, and his pure neshama goes back to heaven, the Rabbanu Shalom is so rejoicing over the coming of the neshama, like the chassan meets the kala, and they're so happy. So it's a yom dehilula. It's a chassana. So by the chassidim, they give tikkun. They give food. They have. We used to have every year on Mendel Gottesman's Yortzeit. So his children used to come to the yeshiva every year. When is it? It's in Tevis. It's never on Shabbos. It's always in the middle of the week, I think. And someone from the kollel always had to learn Perek Zayin and Mikvos, the whole perek about Mayim Shuvim, and the children every year would wonder, what are we going through this Mayim Shuvim again? They never understood what was going on, and they used to give a whole suda in the cafeteria, because suda shlema v'shaita, to 25 guys from the kollel, until all the children of Mendel Gottesman passed away. Only had grandchildren, so they discontinued it. But they said, that's by the Hasidim. They have make a Yom Dehilula out of it. I didn't know. I thought that that was the universal minhag. So my mother died the day after Tisha B'Av Shenitcha. So the first couple of years I fasted on my mother's Yortzeit. Then it came the year that she died, Tisha B'Av was in Itcha, and she died on Sunday night. So it came one year that Tisha B'Av was in Itcha, so I had a fast on Sunday. Then I had a fast on Monday. So I asked my father, what are you supposed to do? He said, what are you talking about? We don't have that minhag. My father saw Mechassidus Shebech and said, we don't have the minhag to fast on a Yortzeit. So I was making a mistake all those years. So the Yortzeit is considered a possible Yoyim Adin, and that's why the person says Kaddish. It should be a schus either for the Nifta, for the family. We should be Nidan the Toivah. Yeah. The Shach quotes a minig that the first Yortzeit, if the Gevurah was postponed 2 days after the Misa, so the first Yortzeit, I want you to observe on the Yom HaKvur as opposed to the Yom HaMisa. Why? Let's say, for example, I don't know, a person died on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. He wasn't buried till they took the Oren to Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't buried till Dalet Tammuz. So if you're going to observe the Yortzeit on the Yom HaMisa on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, but the Gevurah didn't take place till Dalet Tammuz. So the Avelus, you don't begin Avelus till after Stimus HaGadol, till after the Gevurah. So you don't begin the Shiva, the Shloshim, and the Yud Beis Chodesh till after the Gevurah. So the fellow's going to say Kaddish, he's going to stop saying Kaddish after 11 months. then he's going to say Kaddish on the yard site next year, Amish Chodesh Tammuz, and then he still has to observe Avelus the second day, the third day, and the fourth day, till Hey Tammuz. Because the year is not up yet. The Kvura, let's say, was on Hey Tammuz. So yesterday, the year is over on Dalet Tammuz. So he's probably got to be Mezalzel in the Avelus. He's not going to observe the Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh. So the Shach quotes such a minig. Whenever the Kvura was postponed 2 days or more after the Misa, so the first of the year, the Yortzad should be observed on the Yom HaKvura. But most don't have that minig. So it's strange. You have to make Agzera, that you're afraid the fellow's not going to observe. You have to educate the people. You tell them. You have to observe Avelus, even after the Yom HaYortzad, even though the Yortzad does Amish Chodesh Tammuz, you have to observe Avelus till a year after you started the Avelus. Avelus started after the Stimus Agol, after the Kvur. If a person dies Bein Hashmashes, that's an issue. Abzalechik passed away Bein Hashmashes, so the children observed the Yortzad on two different days. Some children observe on the earlier day, some on the later day. One would have thought that this is only possible by the Soloveitchik family, such a strange thing. So they told me in Baltimore also, Rabbi Neuberger passed away Bein Hashmashes. He took a nap and he never woke up. And some of the children observed the Yortzeit on the first day, some of the children observed the Yortzeit on the second day. Yeah. Why should it be the second day? So they say because the person is Becheskes Chai. If a person was alive on the first day, and then at the end of the second day, in the middle of the second day, you see that he's dead. You don't know whether he died earlier or later. So that's called Chazokah. Chazokah, there are two aspects to Chazokah. The first daf and Masechas Nida. One is you assume that the situation status quo, situation didn't change. And even if you mikvah shenim dat v'nim tzachaser, you see that it did change, so you have the right to postpone the change till as late as possible. You see the person did die, so you assume that he died the later date, not the earlier date. So some later, so Rabbi Kivega Tainas on Erevin, and the Gilyan Hashas Rabbi Kivega Tainas, that's if you don't know when the person died. You don't know, did he die on the first day of Bein Hashmashes or the second? I know when he died. He died Bein Hashmashes. So what does it help Cheskas Chai? Cheskas Chai doesn't paskenize that Bein Hashmashes is Laila. I know when he died. He died 15 minutes after the Shkia. 15 minutes after the Shkia is Bein Hashmashes. The Tzeisel Krom is 25 minutes after the Shkia. You know how much it is, different seasons of the year. So that's the minig most achrayim is like that. Most achrayim hold like that, if the person died Bein Hashmashes, the family observes the Yortzeit on the second day. And the Rebbe Kivager there, Masechus Erevin, and the Gilyan Hashas, is not talking about Yortzeit, he's talking about making an Erev, when did it disappear? So he is Ma'arad Shaila, and the Achrayim, the Poskim point out, it's the same problem by the Yortzeit. So some insist you observe the Yortzeit on the first day, not on the second day. Different practices. Whatever you do is good. What is the appropriate practice about an oval davening for Anomen on Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh? The Pashtus is, we don't really understand the meaning that you don't let the oval daven on Shabbos and Yontif. So over the Lolosif Allah, so enough. We don't let him daven on Shabbos and Yontif. On Rosh Chodesh and on Chanukah and on Purim, why not? So the Chayyadin quotes that once an oval wanted to daven on Purim and the Vilva Gaon didn't let, he said, oval v'chapui Rosh. You shouldn't daven for Anom. There's clearly such a Yekish and Minik. The Prima Godin was a Galatiana who lived in Frankfurt, the other Frankfurt, not this Frankfurt. There was Frankfurt on the minor, Frankfurt on the other. So he was a Malaman in Frankfurt on the other, and his Balabas was supporting him to sit and write all of his Svar. So he records all the Yekish and Minhagim. So he says, the Minik is any day that you don't say Tachnan, the Obel doesn't daven for Anom. The Erev Shabbos after Chatzos and Broys, they don't allow an oval to daven for Anomen. And Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah also they don't allow. In other places, I remember here in the yeshiva, we don't have that minhag. So when I was in Avelus, I would daven for Anomen on Rosh Chodesh and on Chanukah also. I wouldn't say halo. That's not right that the oval should say the halo. You have to get someone, first of all, you have to get someone who has a nice voice. Even if I'm not in Avelus, I shouldn't be the one to say halo. But that's not right for the Oval to say Halo. But outside of the Ekis, I think the minig is that the Oval does daven for Anomen Chanukah Rosh Chodesh. They have in Shulchan Aruch that the Ramo, I think, has this, that the Oval should try to get Maftir. So some misunderstood the Ramot to mean the Ovel should go from shul to shul. Every Shabbos dab in another shul and try to convince the Gabbai to give him after. The Pashto says that it does mean that. Everybody gets an aliyah once every month, once every 2 months, but every month, once every month and a half. The Bali Musa says everyone should try to get an aliyah once a month. It depends how big the kehillah is. If you have a gigantic kehillah, you'll be lucky if they give you an aliyah when you get married. Here in Broyers, it used to be so crowded. So a guy would be happy if they gave him an aliyah. And Shiva Zimam Mishnah, like this, they wouldn't give him an aliyah. They couldn't. So the... So the Pashto says that the every month a person gets an aliyah. So once a month when the Gabbai is going to give me aliyah, so I should ask him to try to give me mafta instead of giving me one of the other aliyahs. But it doesn't mean you have to try to get mafta every week. Yeah, why is mafta better? So Moshe Feinstein thought the reason why is because they're more brachas. When you say the brachas haftari, you say so many more brachas, so that's any mitzvahs that the Obel does is considered a schus for the niftar. Others say because you say tzidduk adin, that's a form of tzidduk adin, whatever the hesber is. I remember I used to be friendly with Joe Alpert. He passed away a couple of years ago. It was a big, he told me we learned b'chavrusa. I don't remember. Okay, that's what he told me. And he was a very big Baal Tzedakah b'tzina. I never knew. Apparently when he passed away, every yeshiva came. He gave tons of money to every yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So he once told me that the first time that he had Yortzeit on a Shabbos, so he didn't know whether he should get Maftir or he should get one of the Zayin Kruid. So he went to Davin in MTJ, in Rav Moshe Feinstein's yeshiva, and after Friday morning and after Shachris, he asked Rav Moshe, which aliyah should he get? So he said, you get one of the Zayin Kruid. So he went to work, went to the office, he went home, he took a shower, he's in the middle of the shower. The children call him, they say, Rav Moshe, it's on the phone. So he comes out, he answers the phone. He said, Rav Moshe says, he thought it over, he changed his mind. No, he should get, he shouldn't get the Zayin Kruim, he should get Maftir. And he said, the reason why Maftir is more important, because there are more brachas. So that's even more important than getting one of the Zayin Kruim. That was his explanation. Now they say, because Neman Hashem Derecha, Neman Derecha is a form of Tzidik Adin. This is an interesting shaila. May the Ovel remain in shul when the rabbi is giving a drasha. Why is that not a violation of Talmud Torah? Yes, some rabbis are going to give a sermon about President Trump and about the United Nations. That he can stay in shul. Maybe all the people should walk out of shul. But that's not an issue of Talmud Torah. I mean, the rabbi is really giving a Dvar Torah. Maybe it's better to daven in a shul, but there is no drasha. Interesting. The Seder Ayayim, he's allowed to stay in shul for the Kriya Sater. That's not so exciting. But the rabbi's sermon probably, if it's the right rabbi, probably will be exciting. That's an interesting point. If it'll be noticeable that that's why he's walking out. Are there other people walking out? Depends. Does he belong to the Kiddush Club that they always walk out when the rabbi speaks? It will be. Sometimes it depends who it is who's walking on. If it's going to be Avelis Befeset, then he has no choice. He has to stay.
Mar Zion.
Okay. You have to judge. Is it Mar Zion? Is it Avelis Befeset? Very good. Okay. Bila Mavis Lanetzach. Okay. Shouldn't have any Avelis. We should vote to do away with Avelis. Do away with death. Okay.
Thank you so much, Edward.
Very good.
When you said that somebody with those issues can take a shower during the Shabbos, so could they use hot water?
Most people, my impression is that most people don't enjoy cold showers. So the stone, that's like an istinus. That's normal. Who wants to take a cold shower?
Your istinus, you should, if you could handle a cold shower, you should.
Yeah?
Even though it's
is it going to help?
Kadako.
A cold shower could be. It's not going to take off all the perspiration on his body. Could be even more water. Mm-hmm. I just remember when I was in Avedis for my parents. I was numb the whole week. So I didn't feel anything. So many people come. They hack your Chinese off. I mean, you don't know whether you're coming or not. You don't know what you do. But some people, if you don't have such crowds, then it's going to annoy you. But then it's a legitimate istah. You can't say every time they can have, you can't declare it. He is an istah. Not today. The people are istah. Very good. This is a Gemaldiga Sefer on Hilchus Aveda. Chaim Ebrach and Mishmer Shom has everything alphabetically arranged. Gemaldiga. He quotes Rav Chaim, he quotes Yosef Sameach, he quotes all the Shoyim Acham, he quotes everything. Gemaldiga Sefer. I remember Rabbi Gifter reached his 70th birthday. He made a birthday party. No, when he reached his 50th birthday, they made him a prize family, made a birthday party. And he told the children they made out of will. So one of the relatives, one of the daughters-in-law, was all upset. What does he think? He's only 50 years old. So when she told me about this, why is he so morose? So I said, he's just following what it says in Achranim. Achranim say, when a person reaches the age of 50, he should consider the fact he's going to return to his maker. And he should, they say, he should make out a will at the age of 50. So he's just following what it says in the Sefer. So then when he passed away, years later, passed away, he left in his will, but every time the children have a shalom, they should follow what it says. In every area of Shulchan Aruch, he had a different sefer that he liked. So the Hilchus Aveilus, the best sefer was the Chaim Aruch. The Hilchus Mikvos, he said, the best sefer on Mishnayis Mikvos is the Gulish Eliyash. Gulish Eliyash by some Litvish Arab, where he figures out shot in every Mishnah based on the Shach and the Taz and the Yoredei. I bought a Google CD and I can't make out how to tell. I don't even know where it is now. Yeah, every Masechta, there is. Every Masechta, there's one Sefer. There's no one person who wins on any. So sometimes the first wins, sometimes the deceased wins, and sometimes the Zilbegoy wins. Okay. Every different section, someone else has the best discussion. Thank you for listening.
Thank you guys so much. We saw the Talmud Rabbah, and the Talmud has been ever so inside. He talks about certain things you have the opportunity to do if you wait till after Aninos, that in Echanami maybe you're not Pater, or maybe you don't have to do it. So is it possible that could be Peshad in that Bracha, according to the Talmud Rabbah correctly? And if you're going to lose out on a mitzvah that you're not going to do by Aninos, then maybe you should do it during Aninos. That could explain the Shachiano.
Why can't you say later? It's a Birkat
Hashem. I mean, he's only excited when he hears it.
You'll hear about it after you wait till after the Kavura, and you're not even thinking about it anymore.
Could be. We should look in the Mefarsh. I don't know. We just learned the Gemara Brachas here the other day. That Mesov, if we say Dainheimas, and he say Shachyana. Shulchan Aruch just quoted, nobody explains it. So I thought it's a double Pashat, that he's not a Nainan. He heard about it after the Kavura. And maybe you're right. Maybe that's the reason. Okay. We got to look in the Mefarsh and on the Shulchan Aruch then.
The meaning not to say Shechiano during the Shloshim, for the Binyam Tzarim. So, on Shabbos, that the minhag is that you could say.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Magen Avraham is a little bit to say that it's because it's not appropriate to say that Shechiano during the Zman Ra. Mm-hmm. The Zman Ra is the same on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So, what's the.
That's how the minhag develops.
Is that also my focus?
Shabbos, you're not worried.
I think that's my focus. I'm wrong.
What? Some say on Shabbos that you shouldn't say on Shabbos?
Yeah.
I think we better be passing you do say.
Yeah, the meaning is you do say, yeah.
So it's just a stream.
We eat basar v'yayin, yeah, we eat basar v'yayin. Yeah, even though right. Many, not that flesh is in the 9 days, but Shabbos we do eat the basar v'yayin. Those are the many, the 3 weeks also. Shabbos they do eat basar
v'yayin. Right. So then the pre-chadash on Shabbos, you have to say something else, I guess, for the reason.
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.